Welcome to episode 13 of Family Time Q&A Podcast, and I have with me my wonderful, beautiful little girl.
Hi.
Emma. Hi. So how have you been lately?
Good.
Good.
You?
Awesome. I'm doing well, thank you. Now, for those who are new to the podcast or just love hearing us do the introduction of what this podcast is about, this is where I meet with one of my family members and we have a little Q&A session. So Emma is going to ask me a question. I have no idea what the question is going to be, but I'm going to answer it as best as I can, as candidly as possible, as truthfully as can be. And we cannot edit this show, can we? Mm-mm. She said no.
No.
So we cannot edit the show. So if I even do a technical error, you get to hear it in all its great glory. After I've answered Emma's question, we're going to flip the unscript. I'm going to ask her a question. She has no idea what it is. And that question actually comes from a friend of ours here in Corpus Christi, Texas. His name is Chris Shaded. He lives over on Padre Island. Don't look him up and harass him, but he is a good friend of ours. And he supplied the question that I'll ask later on to Emma. And she, of course, has no idea what it is. So, Emma, ready to make some announcements, or are you ready to ask your question before you forget it again?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell them an announcement.
Okay.
I was going to ask Daddy a really, 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 really embarrassing question, but I decided not to. So, my question is, what and why do you enjoy doing something in life? Like, what is something that you enjoy doing and why?
Okay. Gosh, there are a lot of things I enjoy doing. Some things in particular, this podcast, it's something I really enjoy doing. And the why is I get to hang out with wonderful people like you and Jacob and, of course, Mommy. And I get to ask you something personal about you that maybe I wouldn't ask normally. And, I also enjoy sharing that with other people. Not saying that our family is perfect. Unless, do you think our family's perfect? No. She shook her head no, for those who can't hear it.
No.
And so our family is far from perfect. And I think it's important for people to see that, hear it, because people might think, oh, gosh, the Dugans, they think they've got it together. They think they're better than everybody.
Not even Shay Carl's family's perfect.
Ooh. And we like the Shay Carls. We watch them on YouTube. And so I just think that modeling this for everybody else is a good thing. It's good for us. It holds us accountable. What is that? We're going to have to get a picture of that and put it on the show notes. And it just shows people how real we are, but how real families are. Like, you know, I just read an article from a blog called Fierce Marriage, and they talk about the need to divorce society's ideal for marriage. Like, there's this ideal fairy tale definition of what marriage is and what families are supposed to be like. And we look at Facebook and what we really see are the highlights of people's lives or those who really love to air their dirty laundry. We hear the negative of their lives. So we see those two extremes, but we don't see what real life looks like. And so we think we have to measure up to these other ideals. So I think I love this podcast because we get to be real on it. And you're trying so hard to make me lose my composure here. You can't see this, but Emma's making all kinds of funny faces, like 3 inches from mine, because I have to stay at a certain distance from the microphone. And you're so cute. I love you.
I love you too.
So that's one thing I love doing is this podcast, and I just said why. So how did I do? Did you like that answer?
Yeah.
You did?
Can I tell them the embarrassing question?
All right. What was your embarrassing question that you did not ask?
What happens to all the little buggies in our house, like the bugs, like roaches and stuff, whenever Daddy takes a deuce? What happens to them?
How old are you again?
I'm 10, almost 11.
Oh, man. Fifth graders, I tell you. Well, now that counts as two questions. We only answer one question each on this show. So
you're just trying to get out of it.
I can use a show technicality to get out of that. But I did answer this question while we were in the hallway before we started the show recording. I don't think I can answer that question. What happens to the bugs?
I know what he's thinking. They die.
They die.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I die also.
Oh, man. But, you know, it's nothing like when, I can't even say it, when my father-in-law, one of your grandpas is here in town, and he does the business in there. gosh, he is so going to disown me if he hears this. I don't think he listens to the podcast, so I think we're safe.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't post it on Facebook.
He's not on Facebook.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't know how to use Facebook.
Yes, he does.
Not yet.
Whenever he was there, he was looking at pictures and he liked them and like commented and stuff.
Grandpa Ephraim.
Oh, Grandpa Ephraim.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your dad.
Oh, yeah. He could do that, too. But he takes pride in it. I think it's the Irish-American in him. He'd be like, yep, I just destroyed that room. Yeah, that's my dad. Love you. All right. We ready for my question to you?
Yeah.
Great.
I want to see it.
No. Well, let me ask it first, and then I'll hand you the paper.
No, let me see it.
No. Okay, fine. Okay. So that's a serious one. You ask me what happens to bugs when I drop a deuce, and I'm going to ask you this question from Chris here in Corpus Christi, Texas, and that is,
what kinds of responsibilities would you like us to
entrust with you? So, the question from Chris is, what kinds of responsibilities would you like us, your parents, to entrust with you?
Is that a pimple?
Where?
Right there.
I hope not, but... Would you focus on the question, please?
Sorry.
Do you remember the question?
Yeah.
What kinds of responsibilities, this is for you who may have forgotten, what kinds of responsibilities would you like us to entrust with you, us being mommy and daddy, you being you?
So, like, something that I would like y'all to do for me?
No, what we would like you to do for the house, for our family, that kind of thing. Things that we probably already do for you that you would like to do yourself.
Make dinner, because it's fun.
You like to make dinner?
Yeah.
You've made dinner for us before, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's not like every day.
Oh. What kind of stuff would you make for us?
Pastaroni, chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, ramen, pastaroni.
Chicken curry? No. Carne asada tacos?
Fried rice.
Okay. Fried rice would be cool. You want to learn how to make fried rice?
Yeah.
I could teach you how to make fried rice.
Yeah, you can.
In fact, we have some rice in the fridge.
Do we use Worcestershire sauce?
No, we do not use zombie embalming fluid.
Did you know zombie apocalypses were actually possible because of brain parasites?
The ones that take over ants? But we're not ants.
But it's still a zombie, and they can still be a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we don't even... Yeah, we need to stop letting you watch The Walking Dead.
Nope, I found that on Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I did.
So cooking dinner, is that the only thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I can think of at the moment.
Hmm. Now, I think we just started doing something this week, or we're going to start something this week.
It's, today.
Today, because today is Friday, right? This is our Friday to Friday plan. Now, Olivia and I, we've been talking for many, many moons, actually many, many years, about entrusting our kids with chores. And in fact, you and I talked about a past episode, about allowing you and Jacob to do chores for money, right? Like you were...
It was something like, how could our kids earn money besides through us?
Like besides... Oh, yeah, well, you were actually going around the house looking for chores to do for money because you wanted to buy squishies. And then we...
Yeah, but I don't want to buy them anymore.
Oh, yeah. But do you still want to buy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because money is awesome.
I think our little girl likes money.
No, I hate it.
You do not. Oh, by the way, thanks for commenting on Amazon when you bought those nail polish things.
I'm sorry.
I get emails of people letting me know if I should put... What was it? Some sort of sticker? A matte top coat. And I get emails and comments like, well, if that's what you want to do, or if that's your thing. And I'm like, why are people saying that? Oh, it's about a product I didn't personally purchase. You bought it through my account, but with your money. Great. So there are people out there in the world who think I put a matte top coat
finish. Over nail stickers.
Yeah, those things. And
it's nail art stripping tape.
Nail art stripping tape.
Striping.
Oh, did that come in the mail yet?
No.
Oh.
It's coming on the 25th, and it's the 13th, so I don't expect it to be in. I just want it to be in.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so anyway, I was talking about the Friday to Friday thing. Do you remember what that's all about?
Yeah, but now it's Sunday to Sunday.
It's going Sunday to Sunday after all?
Yeah, because on Friday and Saturday, we were just too lazy. No, not too lazy. Just Saturday, we didn't have enough time. And Friday, I don't remember why, but Mom said we weren't doing it on Friday.
Okay. So what is the Sunday to Sunday thing? Tell us about that.
Chores.
What kind of chores? What are your chores?
My chores are feed the kitty, fix my bed, tidy up my room, and I don't know what the other one was. Mama knows, I think.
Okay. So you get four chores.
We get a quarter per chore. We have four chores every day for 7 days. And so by the end of the week, we can earn up to 7 buckaroos.
Yes. And there are going to be 2 jars, I believe. One with your name on it, one with Jacob's name. And on the first Sunday, there's $7 in it already. Then as you do each chore, that's great. But if you miss a chore, we don't warn you.
You get a quarter taken away.
We just take the quarter out and we track that. And then at the end of the week, it's payday. We give you what you earned. And
give me your quarter.
And we also let you know what you did not get paid on because you did not do it. And so I believe we're starting that today. And by next Sunday, that should be your first payday. $7 a week. And interesting. Maybe we need to get a picture of that, too, for the show notes. And then, so what are the 3 things you do with money when you earn it?
Save it, spend it, and you tithe some.
Yes, you tithe some. And how much is a tithe?
10%.
10%. One tenth. The first tenth, right? So the first thing you do with your money is...
You shave it.
No, the first thing you do...
You tithe, sorry.
You tithe. You give it back to God in recognition that all of it comes from Him.
Yeah.
Yes. Then you pay yourself.
Yeah.
And then you spend the rest on however you like.
Yeah.
Now, as you get older and you start paying something called taxes...
I don't like taxes.
You'll find that the government takes their cut first before you even get your paycheck. And then from there, you still apply the same 3 things. Give to God, pay yourself, spend the rest any way you like.
Spend the rest.
Okay.
So if I had like $100, I would only have like... $75 to spend. Like if I won $100 in a lottery.
Okay.
How much would I have to spend?
And you had to pay taxes on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's assume 20% goes to Uncle Sam. Taxes.
Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam. That's his nickname.
Isn't he dead?
I don't think he ever really existed. Oh. He's a, what do you call that? Like an avatar? No. Figure?
Character.
A character. Thank you. Gersh.
Oh,
believe me when I say I have a graduate degree, people. Anyway, so Uncle Sam, he takes 20%. We'll just say that.
I don't like Uncle Sam.
So you have $100. How much is 20% of 100?
20.
$20. Yeah, so you get $20 taken away before you even get the $100.
Darn.
So you have 80 left. Now, there are 2 things. People kind of debate on this. You can tithe off the gross, or you can tithe off the net. We kind of do both. We'll tithe off the net, and then when we get our income return, we'll tithe off of that. So it's kind of tithing off the gross. You're still making faces at me, you little booger.
I'm not a booger.
No, you're a cute, adorable booger. Oh, that's still a booger. Anyway, so let's say you tithe. So that's another $10. And then you save $10. So how much is left? 20 minus 10 minus 10.
Wait, no. 20 minus 10 minus 10, so it'll be 20. 40. We only got $60 left.
Yeah, to spend any way you want.
I don't like that.
Now, $20 goes to pay for your government. So your congressman can argue over anything and everything, like, let's borrow more money because we didn't tax you enough. Sorry, that's daddy's personal bias coming out there. They fund your military that protects you from bad guys from outside our country. They pay for Department of Homeland Security, which also protects us from bad guys from outside the country. And a whole bunch of other things. Government services. Then you tithe back into God's house so that our church can do good works in our community and help other people. And then you save $10 for yourself. And as you save these $10, you can buy big things with it. You can pay for retirement. You can buy your first car, which you're, 5 years away from doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sad. You're 5 years away from driving?
Mm-hmm. I can finally do whatever I want to and drive to Michael's whenever I want to.
And you already have a business mind, so you're probably going to have plenty of gas. Like, we can't just say, well, no gas money for you. You're like, make my own money. And then, okay, so there's that. So, yeah, you're going to start chores starting today. Mm-hmm. $7 a week if you do all your chores every single day. We're going to have it written down.
Currently, I only have 25 cents.
That you've earned? Yeah. What have you done?
Fed the kitty.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Easy one. Yeah, she likes her food in the morning. Really odd. Yeah, she meows. Meow! Like, what do you want? You
know, probably because we give it to her in the morning, and then by the end of the day, she's out. So she's, like, striving.
Yeah. 5 years. We had that cat, like, 5 years. Never really made a noise, except that throw-up noise. That's really weird. But then, out of the blue, every morning, she just meows at me incessantly until I pay attention to her and feed her.
And the dog barks at you.
Oh, yeah. Not as much. So, anyway, that's all we've got for today's show. Keep listening to us.
Booger.
That was not a booger, unless you wiped it on there.
I think that was a booger.
That was not a booger.
Then why was it green?
You know what? I was once on a radio station, and they had their pop filter and this little screen thing in the front. And I kid you not, there were food bits inside the microphone. It was really gross.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
I think it looked like breakfast taco. Like, it was like some egg and a little bit of sausage in there.
Ew.
And some tortilla.
I do not need to know that.
Well, now you know. You claimed that was a booger on the pop filter there. Then again, this is your brother's pop filter, so who knows?
What if they don't know what a pop filter is?
It's the little foam thing that goes on the tip of a microphone.
Or whenever you're in a recording studio and there's that, like, screen in front of the microphone.
Yes, that too.
That's a different type of pop filter.
Yes. Why are you looking at me all mad? Okay, so anyway, that's all we have for today's show. Stay tuned in. No, you said there was a booger on the mic.
You called me a booger, remember?
You're killing me, Smalls. Tune in next week when we have episode 14. Jacob will be back with me for a father-son discussion, and we have no idea what the questions are going to be yet. Comment on our show. Let us know what you think, what you like. Send us your questions. Share this show with your friends, your family, and your Facebook pals.
Say something.
Oh, what are you going to say?
Have a good Easter.
Peace.
Wait, no.
What?
Okay.
Are we fighting for who gets the last word in?
No.
That's what it
I wanted
like.
To tell them to follow me on Instagram.
Okay, you do that.
At EmmyDance2003. And also follow me on Twitter at @RLoomUpdates. No, @R_Loom_updates.
Last word.
Nope, me. Bye.